Hi, Gemini babe. Long time no see. I'm a little nervous to talk to you. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's been such a long time that I've sat down and done this that I don't really know how to approach it. But here I am, once again, feeling lost but now and then. It's been a minute. It's definitely been a minute. I want to say it's been less. Oh my gosh, it's 2025. It's 2025. Okay, you guys, I knew that. I knew it was 2025 in my soul, in my heart, but for some reason it just slipped my mind. I thought we were in 2024. Wow. Okay, so it's really been a long time, truly. Gemini babe, I first started it back in 2022, as we know. I believe it was July? Question mark. I'm not really sure. 3 fucking years ago, you guys. That's honestly so crazy to me how fast 3 years can go by. But yes, July 2022. And I know I posted a bunch of episodes kind of scattered, and then I ended up taking them all down, I think, last year, because I was like, I really don't know why I did that. Half of me really does regret it, just because I want to know what I said. I don't really remember what I talked about. But at the same time, maybe it's good that they're not up still. I don't know. The only episodes that I've kept on Gemini Babe were the episodes I've done with my friends. I believe it's only with Hannah and April. And you can still listen to them. I try to go back to an episode or two just to see. I was just so curious because after I posted those episodes, not gonna lie, I did not go back. And you know, when I did, I couldn't listen to all of it. I really couldn't. Because it's just like watching videos of yourself from the past, and it's just kind of like, oh my goodness. I had that exact same reaction to what we were talking about. And I was kind of, I don't want to say embarrassed. You know what? It's not even about the videos. I think a better comparison that I like to tell myself to make myself feel a little bit better about it are my tattoos, for example. I don't have that many. I only have a few. I don't know if I'm the biggest fan of them now. Some of them are like still cute, like it's all right. But overall, definitely wish I would have waited a little bit longer before I put something permanent on my body. But you guys, it was a time. You know, I decided to get a certain tattoo at a certain time for a reason. And that was a part of me. Maybe I don't really resonate with it completely now as my current self. However, there was a point in time where I did, and I enjoyed it, and that's why I did it. Same goes for Gemini Babe episodes. I feel like even if some things that were said I might not align to now, that was kind of the whole point of me starting Gemini Babe. You know, it was supposed to be just like an online diary journal of sorts, just to document what I was thinking at the time. You know, I started Gemini Babe when I was freshly 19. You know, oh, that's also a habit that I just caught. I'm being self-aware right now, you guys. I'm saying you guys a lot and you know a lot. And if you remember, for whatever reason, if you were listening to Gemini Babe 3 years ago, I kind of had that issue where I would say, you know, after pretty much every single sentence. And I remember editing them post-recording, and I got on my nerves. I got on my own nerves because of how many times I said, you know. I'm trying to change that, but you guys, it's been like 3 years, so forgive me. But anyways, back to what I was saying. I was 19 when I started Gemini Babe. And when I was posting episodes back to back to back to back about God knows what, that was like my 19-year-old brain speaking. And this year, I'm turning 22. which is so odd for me to say because I feel like 19 and 22 is not really much of a huge gap. However, developmentally, I feel so different, and where I'm at in my life, I'm nowhere close to who I was when Gemini Babe first started. You know that one song, it's like, what is it? It's like, I'm going to butcher the fucking lyrics, but it's like, I'm not going to try. I'm going to look it up to make sure that I get it right. Oh, how can a person know everything at 18 but nothing at 22? Apologies. It's a fucking Taylor Swift song. I remember it was trending on TikTok for a while. And I remember listening to that years ago and being like, oh my gosh, 22 is so far away. 22 is in a few months. That's absurd. Back to what I was saying about my age, even though it wasn't much of a time gap, I feel like where my mind's at is completely different. And a part of me is happy that maybe I can redo some of the episodes that I made previously, but have my almost 22-year-old brain do the work instead of me at 19, because where I was at that age, at that time, it wasn't pretty, I'll tell you that. I don't know what was going through my head. I was just, it's just different. It was a different time. And I feel like I've lived a billion lifetimes since then. It's just so crazy that I'm back here now. And I kind of love it. I missed you so much. I remember posting a few episodes. I really try to push myself to record and edit because it was so fun for me back in 2023. Because I really needed that push. You guys, 2023, wow, that was something. That was definitely a year that I lived through. And during that period when I was trying to really do something I enjoyed, for example, Gemini Babe, I just really did not have it in me. I was not in the right mindset. I was not in the right place in my life to really enjoy the things I was doing in my life. And as terrible as that is, whatever. That brought me to where I am now. And I think it was a good little pause, good little break. Even though I wasn't really consistent with Gemini Babe before, I don't know why I put that pressure on myself for no reason. Nobody was asking me to do it. I was doing this for myself. And I think I put that pressure on myself and that kind of interfered with so many things. That's not the point of today's episode. I just wanted to give you a little catch up. I think we deserve to catch up a little bit after the years we've had apart. Today's episode, I was inspired by a conversation that I had with Hannah a few days ago with her dad. We were talking about how phones have really... We were just saying it's the fucking damn phones. Truly, it is. Because people don't really know how to be people nowadays. Especially when it comes to socializing, I feel like something is missing. And what's missing is the community aspect of it. We're not really one with each other. You know what I mean? And I know that there's a lot of other factors that do play into that. But it really comes down to growing up in a world where we're so deep into the internet and our phones. And I know that this isn't a new subject. And everyone has thought about this at least once in their lives, I'm sure. But I feel like lately I've been thinking about it even more, especially more in terms of how it affects my own life and what I've observed and what I think about it. So that is why this episode is about the damn phones and why I hate them, actually. And it's rough. It's rough because it's not like we can just change that and change the way people are with each other, right? As much as I wish so badly that the world will go a little less internet-y, that's just the way it is. And I fear that it's only gonna progress in that direction. People in different age groups definitely have a different sense, a different view of a world of tech, online world, perhaps, right? Because the newer generation, I would say maybe those who are in like high school, middle school now, they were born like into this. This is all they know. And like the kids now, that's just such a scary future to even think about, right? And the generation before me, their entire lives were essentially offline and they were introduced to this world in their adult lives. For me, I feel like I was just kind of thrown into it moderately early on. I remember when I was like a kid, like childhood sense, it was very, I felt like a kid. You know, there was no iPad babies. There was none of that. I had like a hand-me-down DS in the second grade, but that was kind of about it when it comes to technology. I did get my first phone when I was in fifth grade, which is absolutely insane to me. Like, I think that is just so young. But at the time, it was normal because, you know, Apple really started getting popular amongst
the youth.
The youth meaning fucking 10-year-olds. Insane. And I also remember being one of the last ones to get a phone, to get Snapchat, to get Instagram. I was a little late in the game, which is so insane to me, you guys. I feel like the age I was at, I should not have been on social media. I shouldn't have. If I ever have kids, they are not getting a phone with internet access until at least middle school, high school. If you're going to have a phone, we'll give you a flip phone. Because if I could go back and do it all again, obviously I can't really change anything because like whatever happens, happens. We are who we are now. I would definitely not want to be so involved online. But nowadays, you kind of have to be. And I kind of hate that. But anyways, for me, being online for this many years now, I just never really thought about how it would affect everybody as a whole. But we have lost so much to the internet. Obviously, you know what? Social media is obviously not going anywhere. And I think it has its own perks for sure. Obviously, you know, Gemini Babe is online. So many things are online. And I think it can be so amazing. It can be so beautiful. But when it really comes down to the nitty gritty, it has ruined everything. It's ruined us being able to socialize. And I think that is honestly worst case scenario. And it has already happened. Because as people, we're social creatures. We have to be with each other. But now, it's almost like taboo to want to socialize and meet new people and just like be together, which is kind of strange because it wasn't always like this, even with social media. I remember back in middle school and even high school, even though like social media was a very, very big part of our lives, we were still able to talk to each other and have fun and just like talk to strangers and it wasn't weird. Now I feel like if you just compliment someone you don't know in public, it's not that fun of an interaction. I'm generalizing here, by the way, like very generalizing because obviously there are good interactions amongst people, but overall I feel like people have lost the ability to connect with each other just in general, unless, you know, it's online. And that can be chalked up to COVID. COVID definitely has had its effects socially on people because, at least for like my age range and maybe even younger, like it happened at like a developmentally crucial time. Like you should have been socializing, but some people lost that through COVID, which valid, okay, whatever, it makes sense. But because of that, like our lives have been fully online. And also, not just COVID, I think maybe it was like post-COVID stuff, or maybe even then, there are no third places. You know, we have like work or school and we have our home, but we don't really have like a place to just be with people. And if there are places like that, you kind of have to pay, or you just can't at all because it's just loitering now and you just can't do that. So where are you supposed to go to be with people? There's really like a limited selection, I feel. And I think I've really noticed it at shows, like concerts. Like people don't know how to behave in concerts. People don't really know how to like behave just like in general. I work at a coffee shop, a different coffee shop than the one I was working previously. And this one has a higher volume, so I'm interacting with a lot more people. And our demographic is way different than my other one. It's a lot of people, I think, maybe around my age, like give or take a few years up or down. I don't know, just like younger demographic in general. And just seeing the amount of people, like that amount of people, like consistently, it's really, it's allowed me to just analyze everyone and how they interact with each other. It's so strange because I feel like people just don't think it's okay to just talk. And also, you know, obviously there's cases, there's people where they do try and build these communities with each other, which I think is amazing. Again, another disclaimer, this is just a very general thing. I feel like so much of our lives are so, they're all lived online. And that has come with so many issues. And I wrote some down, but also I didn't really want to list everything out to the T just because I just wanted to talk to you, just to talk to you and just say things as they come into my mind. But also we do need a little bit of structure. So I have my notebook right now. What I wrote down. Oh, one of the things. My number one thing was dating. I feel like, oh, like social media and the internet, just everything has really taken a negative toll on the dating world. And I don't know if, I really don't know where it came from. I think just over time, people have gotten just so messy about dating. People don't really know how to date. People are so scared of dating, I feel. Because what the fuck is a situationship? And why is that a word that exists? What is that? I feel like people, I'm pretty sure I made an episode about like modern day dating back in the day. 3 years ago, right? Freshly out of fucking relationship and I'm talking about dating. I don't know what I was doing online. But, you know, now I can really talk about it, I think. Because dating nowadays obviously is not the same as it was before. Because there's online dating and there's just social media just being out there. And it just kind of gives an illusion that there's always more options. And, you know, there's more ways to be doing things that you shouldn't be doing in relationships, right? And that's this whole other thing. But I think because of the rise of dating apps, online dating, all of that, it's just, I don't know. I feel like as a whole, as a collective, we have lost the art of flirting and romance and just all the good stuff. Because, you know, I really don't want to talk shit about dating apps because I know that it works for some people. I know people who have successfully found people through apps And, you know, I've also dabbled, so I can't really talk too much shit. Actually, no, I feel like that gives me even more reason to be able to talk shit because I knocked it before, or I tried it before I knocked it. Knock it before you try it. Don't knock it before you try it. You guys, oh my gosh. I knocked it. I can knock it now because I fucking tried it, is what I'm trying to fucking say. Oh my goodness. But I don't know. Dating apps is so tied to hookup culture. And I think hookup culture, if that's for you, okay, fine. Not gonna, you know, yuck your yum, but I don't really understand it. I get it, but also what's the point? Because that kind of, I guess like it's for fun, whatever. I was just never a roster kind of girl or like hookup culture kind of person. And I think dating nowadays is, I don't know, it's really reliant on the internet now. And the fact that like meeting people organically is such like a, oh my goodness kind of thing is so crazy to me. Cause like, why can't we just talk to each other? Like, why can't we just like, if you see someone you like in public, what's keeping you from talking to them? Obviously, yeah, there's like anxieties that surrounds that, but people used to do that all the time. You know, you think someone's cool and you just talk to them. That's kind of what we were talking about. That like when I told you like the night that I sparked it, like the conversation with Hannah and her dad, not necessarily in a romantic sense, but we were saying that, or he was telling us, you know, people used to just be able to talk to each other. We don't do that anymore. And whether it's romantic or platonic or just anything, we don't talk to each other anymore. And because of that, it bleeds into dating. It bleeds into those romantic relationships where you can't really have that. And there's like so many pressures and so many, it's just so confusing and it's so much more complicated than it was ever before. And I honestly blame the apps. I blame the internet because there's so much that goes into it. There's like, you know, you can really just dissect things a little too hard when it's not necessary. And it's just, you know, dating and having social media, that's just, it's a bad combo sometimes because, yeah, you know, it's, oh, see, I really, it's such a back and forth because yes, there are a lot of positive things about it. At the same time though, I feel like it's a lot easier for people to, you know, interpret things in a way. There's so many nooks and crannies that you really got to get into to really know the game of dating nowadays, especially with the internet being in play. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say it sucks. Social media really ruined dating because back to the thing about communication, not being able to talk to people. The most fun part of getting to know someone to start any kind of connection like that is flirting. Nobody knows how to fucking flirt nowadays. And I saw something funny enough online saying how flirting is kind of a test of intellect. How smart are you really? How quick can you think on your feet? How witty can you be, you know? And I've really noticed that people don't know how to do that anymore and it gets boring. And I really think it's because of how dating is now with it's a swipe. You don't really have to say much. There's not that much banter. I feel like dating has gone so boring. Romance is kind of dead. I'm not saying like love is dead, just period. Because I know, you know, there is love everywhere, truly. But in a general societal sense, it has gone downhill for sure. And I see it amongst my friends. I see it in my own experiences. People just don't really know how to navigate that. Not that it's really their own fault. This is just like the world that we have created for ourselves without even knowing it. But I don't really know how we can turn that around because people as a whole, like, we don't talk to each other. That's really what the root of everything is. We don't talk to each other, and I think we should, is all I'm trying to say. The rise of commitment issues, the rise of just evil people in the world when it comes to dating really needs to be studied, truly, because it definitely has a tie to social media and the internet and, like, how that has kind of brainwashed people when it comes to approaching situations like this. Another thing I want to bring up is how people behave in concerts or at concerts. I love going to a live show. I love it, truly. I don't really love the people that are there now. I don't really love the music scene. And again, I am generalizing because there are obviously some shows where it's like fine, it's good, whatever. So many people are on their fucking phones at these things. And I get it. I do. Like, if you want to record, if you want to take pictures, that's fine. I do the same fucking thing. However, I feel like no one's really enjoying themselves. Everyone is just glued to their phone. And if you want to take a little picture or video here and there, by all means, whatever. I'm mainly talking about those people who they're just glued to them. They're not really enjoying being there, being with people, with the fucking music being played right in front of you. Like, you're missing out on the whole fucking experience. And it's so crazy. I remember I noticed this truly for the first time when I went to see this one band back to back. They played two nights in a row at the Wiltern. Nobody's dancing. Everyone's on their phones. I feel weird now because I want to dance. I kind of did a little bit, but then I kind of got embarrassed because I'm like, why am I the only one? It's just so sad. And people are so rude about it too, because everybody wants the best picture. Everybody wants to, you know, be as close as they can, but not because they want to be closer to music. I don't even know if that's the point. People just want to be in front so they can say that they were in the front and take pictures of it, and that's it. Nobody's really enjoying it, I feel. I did have a Gemini Babe episode about concert etiquette that I did take down. I don't know why I did. It was just I went through like a whole I'm going to delete everything phase, and I just cleared it, which is fine. But to repeat myself a little bit, because I feel like I still have the same thoughts I did in that episodes about this subject particularly, because I actually did write it down again. Everybody is phone focused. We already talked about that. Nobody dances anymore. Another thing too, it was just a bullet point. Everything's online, which I get, it's easier and stuff, like, what happened to physical tickets? I want to have a fucking physical ticket to a concert I went to. Or a movie ticket. Why is everything digital? I get it. It's easier, whatever. The fuck? I miss standing in line for a movie ticket. It's crazy that, like, some kids... Do you know what's fucking weird? There are some people in this world that have never and will never experience standing in line for a movie, getting your physical movie ticket, bringing it up to the movie theater worker, them ripping the ticket, and you going into the theater and finding a seat. Now, all you do is book it online, you choose your seats, and then you just go. And you just, like, scan the QR code. It is easier. I see why they changed it like that. But it's like, I kind of liked it before. I kind of liked it how it was before. Kind of like Tower of Terror and Guardians of the Galaxy. Weird comparison, I know. Because it's the same concept. You get the same end result. You watch a movie, you drop down from the towers. But I don't know. I love Tower of Terror. I love the decor, everything about it. I don't know why they changed it. Not that, like, I hate it. Not that I hate Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, it's still fun. I still enjoy it. But, like, a part of me just loves the first version better, aka Tower of Terror, aka movie lines in the first place. Do people really enjoy going to concerts anymore? Because it feels like such a fucking chore. Again, generalizing, but what the fuck is up with people camping out for concerts? Why is that normalized? Where did that start? Why? That was never how it was before. And again, I understand because like you want to be in the front or whatever, but like camping out for that shit's kind of crazy, is it not? Maybe I'm just getting a little old and I don't really understand that, but that's honestly, I want an answer. Why is that going on? Why is that the norm? I don't want to have to wait in that kind of a line for X amount of hours to get in. Because it's the same, the people who line up are the same fucking people who are just glued to their phones the entire time and are just rude to everybody else. You know what I mean? I don't really know what I'm saying, truly. It just sucks. It sucks watching that happen. And like, it must suck for the artists too. You know, you want to perform in front of people who supposedly love your music. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that they're not really truly enjoying it. Because if I was a musician and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going on tour, just sold out a fucking venue, whatever, go in, everyone's on their phones. I feel like a teacher and I'm teaching and every student is on their phones and not really paying attention to me and what I'm really saying. I feel like that's how I would feel if I was up on stage and everyone's on their phones. I know it's not the exact same thing. I'm just expressing how I feel, okay, you guys? But going back to what I was talking about before with the lack of community, it's really tough because, you know, before it wasn't really frowned upon just to go up and talk to each other. But now it's kind of weird, I feel, to approach each other. No one's really getting together nowadays in general, okay? And I feel lucky enough just because the place that I work at right now, I feel like we have really grown as a community. And it's lovely. Like I love working where I work just because of how social it is. You know, you talk to people all the time. Also, our volume is so high that we're constantly talking to people. And as tiring as that can get sometimes, I love it. I love talking to people. Like, it's an opportunity to socialize, right? And when you have regulars and people like that, you can like really build a relationship with people. But if I wasn't working here, I wouldn't have a place to go to find that, right? And during the conversation with Hannah, we were talking about how, oh my gosh, like let's have like a game night. Let's host game nights and just like hang out and just like do an activity together. And just like whoever wants to come, they can come and we can just do something. Nobody wants to do anything because everyone's just glued to their phones. And I get it. Like the internet has sort of become the third place. But we're people. I feel like we need to really be together physically and like connect that way. As much as I do hate how the internet is, obviously I'm not going to be off it. Like I'm here. We're at a point where we can't fully go back, but maybe we can start just being more social. And I get it. It's scary. It's hard. Some people just lack the skills for that. Maybe people just don't want to do that, but it just sucks because people are so lonely. I feel like online, I just see a lot of people being lonely. And as a collective, I feel like we've really gone backwards. And it's really saddening to see, is all I'm trying to say. I don't really know where we could just be. The place I work at, I do work at a coffee shop, but the coffee shop is in like a plaza of some sort, and it doesn't really require you to buy anything. Obviously, like there's food and, you know, coffee, but the area, I love it so much just because like you can just be there. You can like bring your laptop to work. You can just hang out. And I love it because that's what was missing for me. And I feel like that's missing for a lot of people. Again, it's definitely very hard to do something about that. Like, where are you going to go, right? You can't really go anywhere. One thing that for me that I just thought about today because I went there, I went to the mall, right? The mall used to be a place where you could socialize as well. I remember in middle school just being able to go, you know, we'd get dropped off after school or something. And if we saw people like our own age, we would interact. It wasn't like weird, oh, like we're not going to acknowledge each other kind of thing. It was very easy to talk to each other. And I hate that that's weird. It's like taboo. What happened to talking to each other? Because how are you supposed to make friends without putting yourself out there? Same with dating. Dating, oh, it's so, I feel like dating is a little bit more difficult. Obviously, we did talk about that a little bit earlier. Let's get back on that actually really quick, because what the fuck? Genuinely, what the fuck? I get it. I get that it's easier to meet people, especially on the apps. I've met like really great people. I haven't really had a negative interaction with someone on there. And I know it's not all bad. I know it's not all bad. But it's just so odd that that's kind of the norm. And meeting someone in real life is kind of like, oh my gosh, like you guys met in real life, like not on Hinge, not on Tinder, right? It's just a strange world we live in, you guys. Because people don't really have game anymore. And that kind of goes back to the flirting thing, because people don't really know how to go back and forth with each other, I think. Because, you know, on a dating app, let's say you match with someone and you start talking to each other, the messages, you have the chance to kind of think about what you're going to say, which I guess has its own perks. But the initial banter of it, in real life, when you're talking to someone, you really have to be quick on your feet. You really do. And that's what makes it so fun. And like, that's how, you know, you build that chemistry and you build that connection. Yes, you can do the same thing online, but that element of having, you know, the preview, you can look at it, you can think of what to say, you can really curate it in a certain way. I don't know. There's no element of real surprise as like real life talking does. That's a crazy fucking thing to say. Real life talking, are you kidding me? Oh, you guys. I feel so weird right now just talking, just alone, sitting on the floor. But also I kind of love it. Kind of weird because I am rambling, but what's new? I've been, you know, Gemini babes, 3 years old now, and I'm still not really, I don't really know what I'm doing, but that's fine. Oh, one thing I should probably bring up is like the attention span thing. I mainly blame TikTok, and I am a victim of it, but those short videos, that really just shortens your attention span, and I obviously have been affected by it. I'm trying to take a step back from that. Honestly, I have not been on TikTok as much as I was back in the day. TikTok, I think, really took off my sophomore year of high school. And that up until October of last year, I've been on that shit like every single day. It was an addiction. It truly is an addiction. And it unfortunately has affected my brain in not so amazing ways. I'm trying to get back into YouTube. Love YouTube. Need to bring back the long form videos. As for TikTok, the reason why I stopped going on TikTok, you guys, maybe we should talk about this for a second. I really need to pivot really quick. Liam, you know, I could so make a whole episode just about that, and I probably will, but I'm still going to talk about it in this episode. I really have nobody to talk about this with. I do have a couple friends who understand how deep this goes. But Liam Payne, first of all, just so, the reason why I'm talking about this now is because he was a reason why I couldn't be on TikTok anymore, or not as much in any sense, just because when it happened, whenever I would go on TikTok, even Instagram, more so TikTok, the only thing that would be shown to me were edits of him and just things about him. And also just thinking about it is really, I don't really know how to express the gravity of the situation. It would still, like, I would do the not interested thing for the algorithm to know that I'm not fucking interested in seeing edits of him literally day of it happening, right? But no matter what I would do, I would always just open the app to that kind of content. And if you know me in real life, you know how I feel about One Direction and how deep into that I was growing up. Like, One Direction, oh my gosh, it's so hard because not a lot of people really get it. Especially the people I meet in my adult life, they don't understand the hold One Direction had on me and still has. That was a huge part of my life. Period. Literally. Like, I have lived a life where One Direction was in it longer than it wasn't. I was 7, you guys. I was 7 years old. I'm turning 20 fucking 2. Okay? Think about that. Really think about that for a second. Okay? I'm going to tell you how I found it. I think I need this for myself. I need to talk about this with someone. So I'm going to talk about it with you. I remember so vividly, okay? A friend of mine and I went to Sweat Tour. And I believe that was a Tuesday, right? We went to Sweat, had the time of our lives. Next day, I'm off work because I asked for Tuesday and Wednesday off. And I went thrifting. I was going to have a date for myself. I was like, this is so fun. I'm at the thrift store. I get a text from the same friend. And it's a tweet. It's a tweet and it's of the news. And I'm like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. I Google it. I see all the news outlets talking about it. I'm in denial. I'm in denial, you guys. I don't know how to process that kind of loss. Well, if you know me, then, like, yes, you know that there's been other losses in my life when I was younger. But for some, like, this was, like, my first, like, adult loss, I think. Yes, it is. And just, like, oh my, I don't even know, you guys, I don't know how to, I can't even put into words the feeling that I felt. I'm literally by myself in the Savers and I don't know what to do. I'm kind of freaking out of the possibility that it is real, but part of me knows that it's real, but also, like, what do you mean? No, it's not. So I text him back. I call one of my friends who she's like, I think in my life now, she's one of the only people who, like, really understand. I mean, there's, like, 3 people I would say that who really get it. I lied, like, 4 people. But, like, she, like, we really bonded over One Direction. So I call her and I'm like, hey, like, what are you doing? Need to tell you something. And now we're both on the phone. I tell her because she's the first person I fucking thought of. I tell her and I'm like, okay, now this feels a little bit more real, but it hasn't really set in yet, right? Because maybe this is just another fucking rumor that just spread so fast. Maybe, like, it's not true in my head. It's not true in my head. I call Hannah. Hannah's like, I'm going to pick you up. She ends up picking me up at my house, actually, and we just had, like, a day. And we're talking about it, but that day that happened, the Wednesday it happened, it really didn't fully hit me. And I remember saying, I'm not going to really believe it until everybody else says something. Everybody else, meaning any parent or like any of the four other people in the band. And I don't know, I felt it. I kind of feel it now talking about it. Like, this is so odd. But the next day at work, I remember it was on the slower side that day. So this was a Thursday, I believe. And I go to the back, I check my phone. I got a few text messages, I got a few Instagram notifications that people posted, certain people, four people to be exact. I go on, oh my goodness. Oh my God. I couldn't even control it. I think I was working with like two or three other people. I wanted to keep it professional. I wanted to keep it whatever. But this is like a family death for me. Okay. Well, maybe that's a weird comparison to make considering, you know, whatever. I'm going to say it was a family death. Truly. That was a part of my life so deep. Like, that's essentially an extension of me. I would not be myself if I didn't grow up with that band. And it's so, I remember, it was so annoying being at work when this time was around, like during this time is what I'm trying to say, because nobody at my work understands. They don't get it. They don't get it. They don't know me there. They don't know me at all. So they didn't understand how big this was for me. And to this day, I still think about it, and I still really, this is something like you never get over. You can never get over this. Like, life is truly never, ever going to be the same. But the thing is, for everybody at work, it's so like suffocating to be around a group of people every single day when something like this happens, when they don't understand. And I'm not saying this talking shit about my coworkers. Truly, I do love my coworkers so much. Truly. But like, I didn't know how to process this because I'm with them every single day, essentially. And like, having that knowledge and like sitting with that, but not being able to talk about it with anyone, truly drove me crazy. Like, it was not a good time. When I went in, everyone was like, hi, Nicole. Because they knew. Obviously, they knew. Because they knew that I love One Direction, love Harry from One Direction. I have the fucking 1994 tattoo. Like, people know. When we have to label our, like, personal drinks, I, like, mark it with 1D. They know exactly who that is, right? Like, they know. They know, but they don't know. They don't get it. And it was awful, especially because that Thursday when, like Harry, Louis, Niall, Liam. No, not Liam. Oh, my God. Harry, Louis, Niall, Zayn, and the One Direction account. When they all posted, that's when I was like, okay, so it's real, right? That day, I was working with a bunch of guys. And they honestly kind of, they didn't really know what to do with me. I was just in the back and I was just bawling my eyes out. Not that I can control it to any capacity, but I tried to contain it. I did end up containing it because I had to. I had to, like, I was still at work. I had to be professional somehow. But just being surrounded by them while I was going through those emotions and processing that kind of information, it was not a good time. It was not a good time. And I don't know if any of my coworkers are going to be listening to this. I really hope they don't, because that's embarrassing if they found Gemini Babe. But also not at all. If you're listening, hi. Hey, people. What's going on? What's up? Hi. Hello. That day was awful for me, you guys. Truly. That was, honestly, like, I remember it so vividly. I remember the feeling I felt, I remember seeing the look on their faces and them not really knowing what to do and kind of leaving me alone, which I appreciate, but also like, it was not the best environment to be in, to say in the kindest way possible. And the weeks following were also very horrible. I remember like telling everyone, just give me a week, just be nice to me for 1 week, please, please, because like, this is such a loss for me. But to everybody else, they don't really know One Direction. They know what makes you beautiful. You know, they know that they're some band, but they don't understand. And to this day, I don't think a single one of them really get how crazy that was. Truly. But anyways, yes, that, I just cannot believe, I can't believe it to this day. And like I said before, this is not something that you really get over, because like, what do you mean? And it really does break my heart, because like, how can it not, you know? And I know, like, I'm not being dramatic. I'm not. And I'm going to stand by that, because I don't know what I would do without that. Seriously, if I really think about it, if I take the time to think about it, I genuinely don't know what kind of person I would be if One Direction did not exist. And like, that might sound like kind of cuckoo crazy to you, but like, no, like I stand by that. Like that, I would not be who I am without them. I wrote my fucking college essays about One Direction, or like about Harry. I have like, oh my goodness, I have like such old, I have this one essay from like 2012. Like elementary school journaling prompt, and I wrote about One Direction. Like nobody understands, you guys. And I'm sure some people out there do, but people in my immediate vicinity, for the most part, besides like my like close friends, nobody understood. And it was a very difficult time. Obviously, it's a little bit better now, but during the peak of it, that was awful. And I feel like it's always going to be like that. It was also so tough because they would make jokes about it, which like I actually cannot excuse that in the slightest, just because like that's crazy. But it's just so like, that just really showed, you know, like you really don't get it. You don't get it. And like, I can't blame that. Or I can't blame them for that, obviously. But like, dude, come on. It sucked working there. It sucked. I'm just saying, I love my job. I truly do. I do love it. I'm just saying, at the time, working with a bunch of like guys that don't, they're just so like, they didn't get it. And they made me feel so dumb for being sad about it, that like I obviously couldn't express it really to anybody. It was just a terrible time. I was grieving hard, but kind of in secret, because I would get like low-key made fun of for it, which is kind of insane, but whatever. It was a terrible time. Still, when I think about it, like I just like, I feel like a pit whenever I think about it, because it's never going to be the same. What do you mean? What, like, I still can't comprehend it. It's obviously not, like, a super personal loss. You know, like, Liam was never in my life, but he was part of something that was a part of my life, that my life revolved around at one point. My sense of humor, just everything when I was little, that kind of like shaped everything about me. And a part of that being gone now, oh my gosh, what do you mean? I don't know. The whole reason I brought that up is because that was the reason why I stopped being on TikTok. That was the reason why I just couldn't be on there anymore. I slowly stopped posting on TikTok because of that. Obviously, if I'm not on it, I'm not going to be posting on it. I'll still go on TikTok, but not as much. And I really enjoy that because I feel like I'm starting to get some brain power back that I once lost because of TikTok. Same goes with Instagram. I feel like I'm using it just in a different way. I'm still on the internet. I think I'm just being more cautious and conscious of how I present myself on there and how I use it in my everyday life, because I haven't really been loving it lately. It's been a long time coming, and I really hope that more people eventually kind of get to that same realization. I know a few people have, and I know that maybe as a collective, that's going to be very difficult, but I really just feel like we should pivot. We should pivot, and we should just be with each other again and kind of fix what the internet has broken inside of us. Because what do you mean we can't talk to each other? What do you mean we can't socialize? Bring back having fun together, you know, starting 2025. Let's just do things and like not be weird. I don't know if that's like insensitive, but I feel like no, it's not insensitive. Like, because I feel like we should just, you know, get over it. It's not that serious, truly. It really shouldn't be. And I feel like being so deeply, chronically online, it just kind of puts us into a weird, separate world. And it's so isolating. And I just hate it, as we all do. It's the damn fucking phones. I think we should get out, actually be out, you know, and start living, truly. I don't know if I covered everything I wanted to talk about the phones. But if I was missing anything, I'll just make another part, because Gemini Babe is back, you guys. Are you guys so excited? I did miss this, honestly. Like I said, that's why I'm here. And I'm just trying to have fun with it. I feel like I didn't have fun with it before. Maybe in the way beginning, I was really excited to have this outlet, have this thing that's just mine, and I can do whatever I want and be free. I think over time, I put a weird pressure on myself for no reason, because nobody gives a fuck. Why am I caring so much? And, you know, letting that affect this when I was enjoying myself in the beginning. And I think the time off that I had was very much needed, because I realized that this was missing in my life. And this is something I really want to continue doing, even if it's just for myself. At the end of the day, it is just because of myself, because I don't know who's listening. And quite frankly, I was going to say I don't care, but that's a lie. I feel like I do care, but this is more for myself, you know? But Gemini Babe is back. Also, YouTube. I'm on there. Not as much. It's just something new. But we got Gemini Babe, we got YouTube. You're going to be seeing a lot more of me, which is kind of crazy, because that's a lot of online stuff. And I just made this episode talking shit about being online. Whatever. I'll see you soon, for sure. Thank you for listening if you've made it to the end of this episode. Very chaotic, I think, because I just tend to ramble. But as we know, that is the whole fucking point of Gemini Babe. And I'm just so glad that you're here. Maybe if you wanna, you can go to the YouTube. Maybe if you want to. Maybe if you just want to go on the YouTube, you can just check that out. I don't know. But I'll see you at some point, somewhere, somehow. Thank you, Gemini Babe. Love you. Bye.